Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have now commenced the first day of Dhul Hijjah. From Maghrib time, the day begins. It is Yawm al-Jumu'ah also, and now the first day, first of Dhul Hijjah, has just commenced. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this Mubarak month, especially these first 10 days, which are extremely auspicious, very sacred. We have heard many lectures and bayans, we have read many articles and books on the importance of the Hijjah. Alhamdulillah, we have read Surah Yasin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the recitation of Surah Yasin, may Allah ta'ala accept it, and Allah ta'ala remove the worries and the calamities the entire ummah is facing. And all those who are sick and ailing, there's so many people who are not well. May Allah ta'ala give them complete shifa. And may Allah ta'ala make the maghfirat of all the marhumeen. We have family members, we have relatives, we have friends who have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all our hajat and needs. May Allah ta'ala remove all our difficulties, especially what the ummah is going through. Different problems, trials, difficulties, war-torn countries, the fights and the wars are just going on and on. Innocent people, civilians are being bombarded. May Allah Ta'ala help us, protect us. These are days where we should make dua. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are Mubarak days, rozas. To keep roza, we have been encouraged. Make dhikrullah, tasbih, tahmeed, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Ibadat done during these days are most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other day in the world, in the year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates ibadat that is done during these days and these nights. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, we will just expound a little more on Monday majlis, inshallah, that will take place coming Monday, inshallah. Something on qurbani and other aspects, inshallah, regarding our islah. May Allah ta'ala accept. We have gathered here again with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove from our hearts the different evil traits that have clogged our hearts. And this is what we term as radha'il. Radha'il. The sins, the vice, the evil, the bad habits, the wrongs that we have done, the evil character, the evil traits, and all these stains that have appeared on our heart, which is to become pure, white, and clean. So we have to first remove these stains that have come onto the heart. And that is why we have gathered here to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind ourselves that we have to remove from our hearts akhlaqi radhila. The radha'il has to come out. And then we fill our hearts with akhlaqi hamida. What happens in most cases, we haven't made sincere tawbah and istighfar. We haven't washed away these stubborn stains of sin that have gathered on our hearts. But we are trying to improve ourselves and we want to develop in ourselves good character and we want to bring in some good quality. But first it is important that we clean our hearts. We wash away all these stains. Any person who wishes to paint his house, he's got a room here that he has to paint. The very first thing people will say, those who know about painting, they'll say, you've got to sand down the wall. And we have to scrape the wall. For ordinary person like us, we'll think, now what must you scrape the wall for? Why must there be such a thing called sanding? Why don't we just take the paint and just paint the wall? No, what will happen after some time, all that paint that we have painted, without scraping the wall, without sanding down the wall, that everything will begin to flake, and all that paint will just fall off. If a little child that has become so dirty in the mud, is playing outside, and it's the day of Eid now, at night wishes to just put on his new clothes, and clean clothing, what will the mother say? No, first you go to have a bath, and she'll wash the child. She will clean the child. She will make the child park and pure and clean. And then she will make the child wear new clothes and neat clothes. Person goes to the dentist. These are examples we have given in the past. And he wants to polish his teeth. He wants his teeth to shine again and look white. So first, what will the dentist do? He will first remove all that plaque that has gathered on his teeth and has become stuck to his teeth. All the tartar that has come onto his teeth. So there's this process of scaling. And he'll have to clean his teeth. And sometimes the gums will bleed. Thereafter he applies the paste and he polishes the teeth. And again it shines. Like that, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَ. Everything has a polish. وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. The polish of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to become strong. We want to take vitamins and we want to improve our health and the quality of our life. But before we do all those things, and before we take those vitamins and all those good, healthy products, we first have to detoxify ourselves. And only after a process of detoxification, and when the blood is circulating well, then will we see the real benefit of all the other supplements that we are taking. So we take so many examples. A person wants to plant roses. First he has to remove all the weeds in the garden. And therefore, O Mashaykh, many of them have said, first we make Tawbah, Istighfar, and then we read Durood Sharif. First we get rid of all the filth, and then we apply Itar. Person whose garments are soiled, he has to first wash all the parts which have become soiled and dirty. And he has to wash and clean that out of the garment that he has. And then he has to apply Itar. So that is why we have come here to make the dhikr of Allah, where we say, La ilaha illallah. What we are doing, we're making tasfiya of the heart. Takhliya, removing from the heart the filthy sins that we have committed. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, and these things keep on coming. And therefore we have to keep on servicing our hearts, and oiling our hearts, and removing the stains that have come onto our heart, removing this rust that is corroding our hearts. All the time, La ilaha, La ilaha, remove from the heart. And then we say, Illallah. Now we're washing our hearts and we're filling our hearts with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifat. Allah ta'ala's ishq and muhabbat. As though now we have scrubbed our hearts with a heavy brush and we have removed all those stains. And now we're applying the itar on our heart. The beautiful perfume of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. To make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct way. Our tongue should be moist in the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And therefore we have come here to learn to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most loving Allah, my most merciful Allah, my most kind and generous Allah. Ya Allah, you have bestowed upon us so many favors, my Allah. So many bounties, we cannot even enumerate all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided for us, my Allah. You have given us iman, my Allah. You made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You give us air to breathe in, my Allah. You give us water to drink, my Allah. You have nourished us, my Allah. You have sustained us, my Allah. You have protected us, my Allah. You have provided so many bounties for us, my Allah. So much of comfort and blessings for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite all this kindness that you have showered upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have still become disobedient to you, my Allah. We have wronged you, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have angered you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak days of the Hijjah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our lives, my Allah. Protect our families, my Allah. Protect our parents and children, my Allah. Protect our wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our relatives, my Allah. Protect our mashayikh,
mashayikh and students, my Allah. Protect our friends, my Allah. Protect our musallis and mutaalliqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the signs of qiyamah are so many in front of us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, when qiyamah will take place, only you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the major signs will commence, only you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, the minor sins, my Allah. Exactly like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, like a tasbih which is broken, and all the beads coming, following one after the other. Ya Allah, like that, Ya Allah. Different, Ya Allah, masayib are coming upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, different types of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many wars that are taking place, my Allah. So much of killings, my Allah. اے مالک کریم مائے اللہ تو رحم فرما خصوصی کرم فرما رحمت فرما یا اللہ فضل کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ حفاظت فرما یا اللہ protect us from the شر of the شرير from the فتنہ of the فتین حسد of the حاسدین ظلم of the ظالمین یا اللہ امت بہت کمزور ہو گئی ہے یا اللہ we have become very weak مائے اللہ یا اللہ give us strength again مائے اللہ because become beacons of ہدایت مائے اللہ یا اللہ make us show the entire world that Islam is a true religion. Islam is a peace loving religion. Islam does not promote killings, my Allah. Ya Allah, make a show the ummah, my Allah, that Islam worries about every person being safe from the fire of Jahannam and how every ummati can enter into paradise and Jannat. Ya Allah, bless us with Iman, my Allah. Bless the entire world with Iman, my Allah. Strengthen our Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make salb of this Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away this Iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make any person in our progeny become murtad, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our Iman. Make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Ya Allah, protect us from all the different challenges that we are being faced with, my Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from those who will misguide the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become leaders who will be misguided, my Allah, and who will misguide others, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ilm nafi', my Allah. Give us amal salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst those who will be, Ya Allah, who have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah, you love them. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people who you love dearly, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam that you love us, my Allah. Make Jibreel alayhi salatu salam love us, my Allah. Make him announce to the people of the sky, the angels in the sky, Ya Ahl as-Sama, inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan, fahibbuhu. That Jibreel will go to the sky and he'll announce to the angels, O people of the sky, O angels, Allah loves a certain person in the world. You too must begin to love him. Ya Allah, give us acceptance in the earth, my Allah. Make the people in the world love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that, Ya Allah, you hate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you're going to hate us, my Allah, Ya Allah, Jibreel will hate us, my Allah, angels will hate us, my Allah, people in the world will hate us, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, we know we have done so many gunas, my Allah, forgive our kabair, sagair, gunas, my Allah, Ya Allah, tu hamid hai, tu ghani hai, Ya Allah, you are not muhtaj, my Allah, you are samad, my Allah, Ya Allah, you are hayyin qayyum, my Allah, we are your bonds, my Allah. We are your slaves and servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us benefit from these Mubarak days of the Hijjah, my Allah. Help us to spend our time correctly, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of keeping roza and making ibadat, my Allah. During the day and the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the Mubarak Eid al-Adha, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah, wherever they may be, my Allah. Make there be peace, it will be prevalent, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. So many are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many have requested du'as, my Allah. So many have undergone operations, my Allah. So many have been diagnosed with cancer and other illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have taken x-rays and scans, my Allah. The doctors do not know what is wrong with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are pareshan, my Allah. They are in pain and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ash-shafi.
Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. You are the true curer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, granted the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the Hawd Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our home in Jannat be right next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's palace, my Allah. Ya Allah, be pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are only doing wrong things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are doing filthy gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah, istighfar, but still we go back to those gunas, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not enjoying our ibadat, my Allah. We are not getting the ladzat in our salat and dhikr and tilawat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living lives of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves far away from you, my Allah. From your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq of coming back to Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us implement the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who have gone for Hajj, my Allah, and still going for Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them a Hajj maqbool and mabroor, my Allah. Make the Hajj be an easy Hajj, my Allah. Free from any mishaps and difficulties, my Allah. Don't let there be any disasters or calamities, my Allah, upon the Hujjaj, my Allah. Make the Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, they stay in Madina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama, they're traveling, everything be perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those upon whom Hajj is farz, my Allah. And they are wishing to go, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are systems that have been placed now upon us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove this quota system, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all these difficulties, my Allah. Make it be easy for them to make the Hajj, my Allah. Grant all of us, Ya Allah, the tawfiq of going for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of visiting Ya Allah, Madina Sharif, my Allah. Standing before Rauza Mubarak and giving our salat and salam upon our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs and hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others are sitting at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's needs and hajat. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'awk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله protect our children from drugs, my Allah. يا الله protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. يا الله pour your barakat upon us, my Allah. Barakat from the skies, my Allah. Make our rozi be easy for us, my Allah. Make us use the wealth in the correct ways, my Allah. يا الله in avenues that will please you, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful gaze glances at haram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, cause peace and muhabbat between husband and wife, between parents and children, between family members, between musallis, mutalliqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abran, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah, young girls and young boys of marriageable age, Ya Allah, they wish to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to live a life of bliss and taqwa, my Allah. They want to live a chaste and pure life, my Allah. You provide for them, Ya Allah, the best of partners, my Allah. And give them beautiful nikahs according to the sunnah of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless them with happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are experiencing difficulty, my Allah, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Those who want children who are married and can't get children, my Allah, bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين